I've noticed some influencers downplaying the risk of civil war, saying essentially, oh, there's not going to be a civil war. This is nothing. It's almost like parroting the left-wing media. Oh, it's just young people having fun watching cars burn, you know, no big deal. And look, everybody's entitled to their own opinion and view and conclusions. But in my view, and from the view of the experts that I've spoken with and interviewed, like Michael Yon and Matt Bracken and a lot of others that I don't interview publicly, it's very clear that the Marxist left absolutely intends for this to be the big civil war. Now, whether they succeed in that kind of breakout is anyone's guess, but that's clearly their intention. They did not have 20 million illegals, mostly military-age males, pour into this country for no reason. It's a reason. I mean, it's an invasion. It's been a long-term plan to invade and occupy America, to wait for the day when they could stage a violent uprising and overthrow the country. And the fact that Trump is in office right now, and that Trump is now, you know, serious about deportations with Tom Homan and getting illegals out of the country, and they've made tens of thousands of arrests, I suppose, so far, which is still only a drop in the bucket, but it's significant, though. It's something. Well, that has caused the radical left to probably be forced into accelerating their plans. Maybe their real plan to go live with civil war didn't come due until like 2027 or something. But with the deportations accelerating, they knew they had to act. Because if they lose the bodies, the people occupying America, then they begin to lose numbers in the U.S. Census. They lose House seats. They lose, you know, political power. They lose Electoral College votes, etc. And they lose all the NGO handouts. So this massive money laundering and vote rigging system that the Democrats and the traitors have set up in America depends on 20 million illegals being in America. If that number begins to drop because of deportations, then these people lose their power. So that's why they're having to sort of initiate the civil war as quickly as possible. Now, what they need in order to be successful in their own view of initiating a civil war is they need a George Floyd type of moment, except as Matt Bracken said, Jorge Floydo. They need a Hispanic George Floyd shooting that they can spread across the media, and they can use that to position themselves as victims. And only if they can position themselves as victims can they get what they hope to be the popular support for attacking the government, burning government buildings, setting fire to police cars. And that's happening in Chicago. It's happening in New York. It's happening in many cities. It's going to spread like crazy this Saturday. But here's something I pointed out on social media that I want to share with you, which is really the focus here. I don't think that a George Floyd moment will work. Now, the George Floyd in our history, that worked because the corporate media still maintained control over the narrative. Also, people were not aware of how insane and damaging wokeism was at that time. So there was a lot more sympathy for the sort of the woke agendas. And I don't remember exactly when George Floyd happened, but I know that I think it was during Trump's first administration, and Trump did not have nearly the political clout that he has today. And, you know, you didn't have governors that were going along with Trump. You didn't have, you know, Trump was extremely, well, he was viciously attacked by the entire establishment. And that's changed dramatically. So right now, Trump's got his allies in, like Pam Bondi and Bongino and Kash Patel and others, even Tulsi Gabbard could be considered an ally, etc. And these people are on board with Trump's agenda. Even, you know, Tom Homan, for example, is also entirely on board with Trump's agenda. So you're not going to see the establishment turn against Trump, at least the political establishment. They're not going to turn against Trump today like they did in his first administration. on the culture side of things, right now, I believe, and let me be clear, I do not espouse violence. I don't want to see any bloodshed. And I would ideally like to see the illegals just self-deport peacefully without incident. That's unlikely to happen. But if today, if let's say you have U.S. Marines, they're defending government buildings or federal buildings in downtown L.A., that's the job they've been tasked with doing. And that's a very doable job with United States Marines. They can definitely defend buildings. So let's say you have some goon squad of left-wing, you know, Mexican flag waving, mask wearing, basically Hispanic Antifa, and they show up and they start throwing Molotov cocktails at the Marines. And then CNN sets up cameras there because, of course, they've been tipped off in advance, and their entire goal is to provoke the Marines into shooting some of these Hispanic people. Now, behind the front lines of the people throwing Molotov cocktails, they will have women with children because they will use their own babies as human shields. And what they really hope to do, and seriously, this is how they operate, they really hope to have one of their women and a baby shot by the U.S. Marines. And that's what the CNN cameras are there for. Oh my God, they shot women and children, right? That's the headline they want. That's the footage they want. But they have to provoke it. In order to provoke it, they're going to throw Molotov cocktails at Marines or whatever they're going to do. You know, maybe they'll throw something else. Maybe they'll throw fireworks, grenades, or mortars, or who knows what. Or maybe they'll just open fire on them. My view is that even if CNN captures video footage of U.S. Marines shooting these looters, I don't think America will erupt with outrage. I think most of America will erupt with cheers. Seriously, I think that America is so fed up with all the carjacking, the looting, the rapes, the murders, the home invasions, the welfare collection, the human trafficking, the drug trafficking, you know, all the things that not every illegal engages in those things, I want to be clear, but a very large number of them do. They engage in drug trafficking, human trafficking, weapons trafficking, etc. The American people are so fed up with that that I think the American people would say, great job, United States Marines. Keep going, you know, reload. That's where we are as a country right now. Now, in my opinion, of course, the radical left would always be outraged because they want this engineered event, right? They want to amplify a narrative. Oh my God, the Marines are cruel and Trump is a dictator and it's a police state. And for our freedom, we all have to overthrow. I mean, that's why they have this group named No Kings. That's their narrative, is that Trump is a tyrant. Not that Democrats were tyrants, even though Democrats were the ones that were actually throwing peaceful protesters in jail by the thousands without trial. You know, isn't it bizarre that the Democrats say that the J6 peaceful protesters were terrorists, but then they say the LA terrorists are peaceful. But that's what the world looks like when you look at it through the eyes of insane people, which is Democrats who also think that men can have babies and that men's restrooms need tampons. Seriously, they think that. They are actually insane. They're actually suffering from not just a mental illness, but they're also engaged in widespread treason, which is why ultimately many of them will probably be arrested. But my point is here that the American people will not fall for another George Floyd type of event. And I don't think that they can bait United States Marines into an intentional massacre. Won't happen. Will not happen. U.S. Marines are very disciplined. And for the most part, you know, they're pretty well trained with rifle marksmanship. And they are trained to, you know, choose targets carefully if they're even given those rules of engagement, which currently they have not even been given those rules of engagement. They're not allowed to return fire at all, as far as I can tell. If that day comes, they will be very selective. That's for sure. And every person they shoot would no doubt be fully justified. And I've even said that, frankly, I think that all the cops and the sheriff's deputies, you know, LAPD and LA County sheriffs in particular, should be given rules of engagement that allow them to do a couple of things. Like, number one, shoot anybody on site if they are trying to set fire to a vehicle, or to engage looter groups that would be three or more people if they are looting, to engage them with deadly force to stop the looting, or to immediately halt the violence of somebody who is attacking law enforcement or soldiers with deadly force, which could include throwing bricks off a bridge, things like that. All those riders on top of that bridge should have been taken out within minutes with either a sheriff's deputy with an AR-15 or a LAPD with an AR-15. You wouldn't even need a sniper rifle. You wouldn't even need a SWAT team to do that. That's a very simple, straightforward, that's like a walk in the park for anybody who's been trained in combat to take out those people on the top of that bridge. Hey, you're on top of this bridge. You're throwing cinder blocks down onto the heads of cops, smashing up their cop cars, but endangering the law enforcement officers. Guess what? You're going to take incoming rounds. You know, 5.56 to the chest. A couple of them. There you go. So thank you for participating, and thank you for stopping throwing rocks or whatever, cinder blocks, right? So those rules of engagement, in my opinion, should be granted right now. But of course, they won't be because, well, the mayor of LA and the governor of California, they don't want to stop the violence. They want the violence to continue. And that is a clue right there about the severity of the civil war that appears to be ramping up, and the risk of an escalating civil war comes with the fact that these Democrat leaders, they support the civil war. They want combat. They want chaos. They want their police to be killed, actually. If they didn't, they would give their police the right to defend themselves, and they have withheld that right in terms of rules of engagement. So that tells you right there how bad this situation is, and that it's probably only going to get a whole lot worse. So that leaves the obvious remaining option for the Marxist rioters. They're going to false flag fake a mass shooting, probably, on their own people. And I mentioned this in my previous podcast. They'll probably dress up somebody to look like a U.S. Marine, because they can find uniforms. I mean, they've got uniforms stashed. That's not difficult to find a uniform. They'll dress up somebody like a Marine. They'll stage a mass shooting. They'll slaughter a bunch of their own women and children and men, whatever. You know, 20 people were slaughtered by the Marines. And it'll all be a setup. And CNN, of course, will be there to capture the footage. And then everybody will call for Trump to resign. You know exactly how this is going. But it's going to be a false flag. And I keep saying shooting. That's sort of the most, the easiest false flag for them to carry out. But it could be something else. It could be grenades. It could be something else. It could be, who knows? I mean, maybe the radical left takes out the power grid to some big part of Los Angeles, and then they say that Trump turned it off, and it's all Trump's fault. And then they start showing images of all the poor sobbing people who have no power. You know, like that. Now, that's not as emotionally impactful as having a staged shooting, obviously, but it's something. But these are the kinds of things that the Marxist left will do. Now, ultimately, where this goes, if the left gets their way, is a raging nationwide civil war. And to some extent, I mean, you already have a civil war in Los Angeles. So the question of will there be a civil war has already been answered. The answer is yes, it's already beginning. And it's happening in LA, which is a mega city. And it's going to spread, especially, you know, tomorrow, it's going to spread to many other cities across America. And then by July 4th, it might be even bigger. It's hard to say exactly. I know that in Texas, Governor Abbott declared FAFO, you know, F around and find out. And he has said, look, Texas is not going to put up with this nonsense like California. And he's deployed Texas Guard troops, and he empowers law enforcement to do what is necessary. And, you know, there's a culture and an attitude in most of Texas, not in the libtard cities, of course, Dallas, Fort Worth, you know, San Antonio, Austin, and Houston. Cities run by libtards, even El Paso, libtard cities, yeah, they'll order their cops to stand down and basically they'll sacrifice their own police. But statewide, and especially at the county level, depending on the county, that is not going to fly. And law enforcement will be given the rights to halt violent rioters or those carrying out significant property damage or those throwing Molotov cocktails, etc. They will be shot dead on sight, as they should be, as they should be. And I say that as a humanitarian, by the way. I am a humanitarian. I support peace. And as a humanitarian, I support the human rights of innocent people to be free from having Molotov cocktails thrown at them. And how do you do that? You engage with some 5.56 rounds. And that's actually the humanitarian thing to do, is to stop the violent aggressor who is harming innocent people, right? So that is humanitarian. Sometimes shooting people dead is the humanitarian thing to do when it's done under the circumstances of lawful self-defense, okay? So let's get past that question. We're not going to just be pacifists and let the terrorists just burn everything to the ground, steal everything from us, pillage our whole country, and just not do anything because we're pacifists. No, law enforcement is going to pick up rifles. Military is going to pick up rifles. I'm not calling for vigilantism, just to be clear. But the rule of law must be enforced, and that's going to happen with the aid of rifles. Clearly, that's going to happen. And I think the American people will support it. So there you go. That's my assessment. We'll see. Obviously, they could roll out some kind of different narrative that might be more impactful than something I'm imagining. Who knows? But stay prepared, stay tuned. In the meantime, also get yourself well prepared. Go to rangerdeals.com. That's my website where I link to all of our affiliate deals. I link to the satellite phone store where you can get backup communications. They've also got Starlink systems for satellite bandwidth. I link to Shield Arms, which has custom Glocks like what I carry. And they also have folding AR-15s, which can be very useful in the right circumstances. Of course, check your local laws, and you have to go through, obviously, FFL transfer for any firearms. I've also got links to companies that offer ballistic vests where legal. That does not include New York State, by the way. And a lot of other preparedness items like chlorine dioxide and ivermectin for pets and things like that. So I encourage you, go to rangerdeals.com, check it out, and you're going to find a lot of things that are very valuable there. And of course, if you want to increase the depth of your food stockpile and you want clean, certified, organic, lab-tested, storable food, then shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. We've got Ranger buckets in stock. We've got number 10 cans of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and spirulina, chlorella, etc. in stock right now. And if this civil war really accelerates, our inventory is going to be wiped out. You know, it won't take long, but right now we've got everything in stock, so it's a good time to prepare. We've also got a Father's Day sale happening right now, so just go to healthrangerstore.com/fathers and you can see all the Father's Day specials that we have for you, which includes many preparedness items and our new line of chef's knives with Dawson knives that are made out of Magna Cut. That's the special alloy. So check it all out. Again, healthrangerstore.com/fathers, and be safe, everybody. Situation's going to get pretty crazy out there. All right, I've got something really gorgeous and rare to show you here. This is a brand new limited edition knife from Dawson Knives with our design here, Health Ranger approved. This is a chef's knife made with Magna Cut, which is, of course, not just incredibly sharp and rare, but corrosion resistant in a major way, almost like stainless steel. So these knives are available now, pre-order only, for a very limited run of just a few hundred of these. Because of the supply chain problem, because of the difficulty of getting Magna Cut, and the fact that the price of the Magna Cut steel that's in this, which is a revolutionary steel, that Magna Cut steel is going up 80% in the next batch. So right now, pre-order only, if you go to healthrangerstore.com, search for Hearth Fire,
chef's knife, Hearthfire, all one word, Hearthfire. And you can see there, we've got it in black and we've got it in a green color, which is really more like a wood grain camo. There's the green color. I actually like the green better, but you know, whatever works for you. And you're never gonna see them this affordable, even though you're like, wow, that's what it costs? Yeah, these are made in America. This is Magna Cut steel. Everything is sourced and made in America. This is handcrafted by a third generation family known as the Dawson family. Show the side view there. I've got one on my desk. There it is, Dawson. And we've worked with Dawson for several years to do the tactical knives, to do the machetes, the hatchets, everything. And now for the first time, they've come out with this special chef's knife. This is a 6-inch blade from this point to the tip. It's a 6-inch blade. So it's very, very handy for, I mean, it's just extraordinary. Incredibly strong, resilient. You're not gonna break this knife easily unless you try to stomp on it or something, or wedge it in a brick and then try to stand on it. Yeah, you'll break it in that case, maybe. But not in normal kitchen use. You're not gonna shatter this knife. It's gonna last a lifetime. It's got a G10 handle here. That's, and of course, a full tang construction that you can see. I don't know, there, you can see the line all the way through. This is just an extraordinary knife that will last a lifetime. It's available during our Father's Day sale at healthrangerstore.com/fathers. So it's available right now during the Father's Day special, healthrangerstore.com/fathers. However, it takes 2 to 3 weeks to ship out, because these are being made per order on what you want, the style, you know, the color that you want. And Dawson has a very limited supply of Magna Cut material now. And again, that comes down to supply chain issues and inflation issues and all kinds of difficulties happening now. So they can only make a few hundred. It'll take 2-3 weeks to ship them out. So if you're ordering it for your father, let's say, or a father in your life, is not going to arrive before Father's Day. But you can purchase it during the Father's Day special at healthrangerstore.com/fathers, plural. In any case, if you do get this for your father, he will appreciate it for for life, because it's such an incredibly high quality tool and instrument. You can't go wrong with any of the knives that we have from Dawson Knives. We've also got Escape from LA. We've got some other knives. Just go to healthrangerstore.com, search for knife, and you're going to see all kinds of products come up. Here you can see our Resonance tactical knife here. You can see our Escape from LA tactical knife. That's my special design right there. Consequences, that's our covert knife. You've got this Patriot hatchet. You have the Outfitter Extreme machete. And here's the new Hearthfire chef knife. An Arizona Copper Outfitter Extreme machete, etc. Okay, so we have a lot of items to choose from. Magna Cut is going to go up almost double in price for the Magna Cut steel. So what that means is that the prices you see right now are the lowest prices that will ever happen for this kind of quality, you know, quality tools made with Magna Cut. So, and you're going to see price increases across the whole tools and knife industry, at least all those who use Magna Cut, which is the best steel for this kind of application right now. So check it out again, healthrangerstore.com/Father's Day, and you'll be thrilled with the quality of this knife. And thank you for supporting us. Shop with us anytime, any day at healthrangerstore.com, and we'll keep bringing you great solutions. So I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for supporting us. Take care.